Hello.
Hi, Tina. This is Sierra from Family First.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. So, good, thank you. So I just wanted to follow up with you. Basically, Dominic is approved, which is amazing, amazing.
That's good.
The next step is the insurance is going to send down a caregiver to come out and help. What that usually looks like is they're going to schedule an assessment with you, determine how many hours he's approved. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this is, first off, the insurance that's coming down, they're going to give him an assessment to determine the hours, like I said, but they're also looking to see if he's eligible. Now, besides for the county approving him, the insurance is going to want to make sure that he really needs the hours. I've had it where clients got to this process, but the next assessment, they didn't pass, and they didn't get any hours. So he doesn't have an assessment yet, but when he does have that assessment scheduled, Tina, he's going to want to I'm going to want to prep you for that assessment. So, you know, the reason why you guys were looking into the surface is to have somebody come in a couple hours a week to help him out, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to want to see that there's no one around him right now and that he can't do daily functions. So I don't know his full limitations or anything, but if they see that he can, like, take his medications and remember to take them on time, if he can feed himself, shower himself, go to the bathroom by himself, if they see he can do more or less those functions already, it'll be very unlikely that he won't get hours approved. So that's why I always say that, like, now let me ask you a question, Tina. What does it look like on his worst day when he has nobody? What does that look like for him functioning-wise?
Functioning-wise, he's just kind of there, just sitting there. He, we have to, we'll tell him, you know, he can feed himself, but we will, you know, we make everything for him.
Right. He can.
He's not like he goes in there and he cannot cook anything. No.
No. No. Okay. And other things besides for the cooking, anything else you want to bring up?
I don't know. What are they going to ask him?
So
like, he pretty much just sits there all day.
Yeah. So they're going to just want to look at his cases. They're going to probably come down. They're going to assess what he looks like, what he does. And they're going to see with their own eyes what he can and cannot do. You know, I always tell my clients, go into this kind of assessment like it's your worst day. You know, I know that your husband and you are with Dominic a lot, but when you're not with him, do you know who is with him?
Yeah, Kevin is. My husband is.
Your husband is. Okay,
like,
so
we take turns.
You take turns. So you would tell Kevin, like, you know, if the assessment happens on your time or his time, like, you would have to make sure to tell the assessors that you guys aren't there for him. Not that you're not there for him, but that you're not in the house every day and you have work and you can't be busy following up with him and things like that. Okay?
Okay.
The objective is right now is because you want to show them that you're not always available to help, and that's why you want the services. Now, between me and you, I know a little bit more of the situation, but they need to see physically more a little bit of what's going on because they're going to be more hands-on in that area. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions about that? I never want, like, anyone to feel like they have to exaggerate where it's not, you know, necessary, but I
like
just
he,
know.
He can't, as far as, like, you know, Dominic going to, like, the store, he doesn't go to the store by himself, he doesn't go shopping by himself, like, will they ask questions like that? Like, you know, if he were to need anything like that, he can't do that.
Yeah, so they're going to want to know, like, so what they're looking at is daily functions that help people survive, right? So eating, taking care of themselves, bathing, medications, cleaning, little things like that, remembering to take medication. If he says that he can do all those things by himself, then it's going to be a little bit of a problem because then they're going to say, oh, so he doesn't need someone to come in and help him. But if he, you know, if your husband is there by the assessment, says that he does this and this for Dominic, and if he's not there, it's, you know, pretty much he's fending for himself, then that's the better case.
Okay. So he should say that he's fending for himself, Dominic?
No, meaning to say, okay, let me break it down a little bit more. So, like I said, they're looking to see if Dominic can do his daily functions, right?
Right.
So if your husband is there, they're going to see that your husband is helping him out.
So right.
When your husband is there, if he's going to be there by the assessment, or you're going to be there by the assessment, it supports him that you mentioned that you guys aren't always there because you have work and other obligations and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And most times Dominic is by himself. He cannot make a nutritious meal for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He oftentimes may forget to take his medication. You know, we need to remind him to drink, you know, things about daily function that he doesn't remember to do without you guys is important to mention.
Okay.
Is it clear? I don't want you to be confused about it or anything.
No, it's all clear.
It's all clear. Okay. So yeah. I'm going to wait to see when the service coordinator is going to get assigned. It shouldn't take too long, between a day. I'm right now, the website is closed because they're updating. So by tomorrow I should have a look, and I will update you guys as soon as I know something. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
all
who's
right.
going to be the caregiver on the case?
We both are.
You both are. Okay, so I wouldn't tell that to the – okay, so let's keep that on the back burner for now. I'm going to have one of my colleagues reach out to start onboarding you guys, okay?
Okay. I'll just say – should I just say Kevin for now?
Yeah, you could just say Kevin for now, yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But, again, I want to make sure that – this assessment that he's going to have with insurance, it's an extremely important one. Because like I said, just because he got on the waiver, he has just this little bump he has to get through. And if it's not done right, it he's not going to get hours. And I would hate for that to happen.
Yeah, me too.
So are you reading a little bit between the lines? Like they have to see that he's...
I get it.
I'll give you an example. I had a client recently. They're on a breathing tube. They have they have assistance with that. And you know, the insurance came down and gave them no hours because the client said that they can do everything on their own. Their goal is to see that he needs other people to survive almost.
Right. I got it.
Okay.
So he needs the assistance.
He needs assistance. And again, like, if they
well,
ask,
he does.
Like,
he truly does.
yeah, amazing. So, but my goal is don't clean up the house for them. Go into it like it's your worst day. Show them what it's like when Dominic has, like, nobody. Like, they need to see that. They need to see the worst day scenario when they come to you guys.
Okay.
You know, they need to see what it looks like. Don't clean the house. Don't put a new shirt on Dominic. Like, literally... You know,
okay.
I
just
really
let him take care of himself as if he was doing it.
They ask him questions, you know, he should know what to say. Like, I need the assistance. Not always do I have someone here to help me. Like, a little bit of that. And listen, I'm not asking you to exaggerate or say something that's not truthful. I just want you to show them what it looks like.
It is truthful. It's just that, you know, it's a shame that he has to – you know, things that he needs to help with, you know, we're there to help him. And it's like, you got to like fight for this. It's sad, but he has to literally be like an invalid in the bed for them to say, yeah, here you go. And it's not like that. You know, he cannot be on his own and, you know, he needs the help. So
yeah. So that's
what
everything. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what, hopefully we'll get somewhere. It'll be good. I'm confident that, you know, we'll get through to them. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll be in touch with you again tomorrow or Thursday. I'll be either through text or a call. And, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.